It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. Well, from a refreshed from the weekend and ready
yes.
to roll.
So. Yes, I hope everybody out there wished happy birthday to America in their own special way. Me and a couple of buddies, we did some ribs and so in our own individual grills in our own individual houses.
And clean your garage.
I clean my shed.
Oh, your shed. Yeah.
Yeah, I can actually move in that thing now.
There you go. So. Well, it was a good productive weekend for you. Then.
It was. Yep. It was. Yeah. You know, Sunday was a beautiful day.
I was telling we had 14 relatives, you know, in our house.
I did see a lot of vehicles at your house when
busy,
I
busy weekend over there.
Yeah, I took my four wheeler around the country, and you know, I saw a few few people at your house.
It was fun, though. Always fun to get the grandkids all in one spot. So
I'm sure it is.
Yep. Yeah, you don't have any yet, but you're
nope.
Working.
Okay. I got some nephews I enjoy
there
spoiling.
Yep.
But
you spoil them a little bit.
Yep.
So. Well, let's salute a veteran.
Of course. Today we're saluting Private First Class Sievert M. Arneson. Sievert was born on October 2nd, 1919 in Appleton. Passed away on 1-1 of 01, January 1st, 2001. He was a veteran from the Lewisburg area. He entered active duty in Fort Snelling in the United States Army on July 5th, 1942. Was honorably discharged over 3 years later on October 30th, 1945 at Fort Jackson, South Carolina. He was a duty soldier with the 3412th Medium Automotive Mechanic Maintenance Company. Spent 1 year, 10 months, and 1 day overseas in Europe and the Middle East during World War II. Here in the Good Conduct Medal, the European African Middle Eastern Theater Service Medal, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Sievert, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. That's off to the vets.
Absolutely.
Of course, we'll be saluting them in the Dragon Fest Parade coming up this Saturday at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, how are you doing that?
Well, we got the colors. We got the 48
box. Oh, that's right. That's
box
right.
Car and some other, I think, DAV maybe has.
You know, I had to miss the parade last year.
Yeah.
Because 5 minutes before the parade, I decided to injure my back pretty badly.
Well, it's about that time, yeah. You're celebrating the one-year anniversary.
Yeah, Sunday will be the one-year anniversary of me.
Go out and treat yourself to some ibuprofen or something.
I do that every day. So.
Me too. The older I get, the more I take. So, anyway.
You know, somebody just bluntly 21 anymore. I'm like, yeah. And I felt that. That hit hard.
That was several decades ago from
me too.
Yeah. Well, the DAV of Minnesota is commemorating 100 years. You're going to tell us a little bit about that today.
Yeah, on last week, on July 1st, Tuesday, the Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota marked 100 years in existence by sealing a time capsule at the Minnesota Capitol. DAV is one of the larger veteran service organizations in the country with nearly a million members. I got some information from DAV, Disabled American Veterans, DAV.org, and DAVMN.org. So I thought I'd share that with the listenership out there. More than 100 years, DAV has been a strong and influential voice for veterans' rights and benefits. DAV continues a mission fighting on Capitol Hill for the rights of veterans, informing the public and lawmakers of the challenges veterans face, and rallying Americans to join the cause. They believe that America's more than 4.7 million disabled veterans should have access to meaningful benefits and programs that address their service-connected illnesses and injuries. Through their efforts, legislation continues to be passed and protects veterans' benefits and rights, from enhancing survivor benefits to improving mental health services and suicide prevention efforts. The DAV also advocates for productive solutions within the Department of Veterans Affairs. Nearly a million members, DAV's powerful voice ensures that veterans are heard at the local, state, and federal levels. You know, the Disabled American Veterans is a service organization, just like the American Legion and the VFW. And each one of those service organizations has different criteria to qualify for membership. You know, American Legion anybody who served honorably after December 7th, 1941 is eligible. The VFW, you have to have served overseas in a period of war. Disabled American veterans, you have to have a VA service-related disability in order to qualify for membership. I've been a DAV member for about going on 20 years now. And we have a local chapter that's based out of Montevideo called the Western 24 Chapter, which I know they meet. I'm not sure the exact date and time they meet, but I know they meet at the Montevideo Veterans Home now. DAV of Minnesota aims to ensure that anyone who encounters the organization understands its mission and dedication to serving veterans through impactful programs and services. It's also a pressing need to collaborate with other organizations to provide long-term care facilities for aging veterans. Despite the additions of three new veterans homes in Minnesota over the last few years, number available of beds falls short of meeting the projected increase in demand, especially among Vietnam veterans. The VA's Midwest Healthcare Network, called VISN 23, forecasts a 70% rise in the need for long-term health care for veterans in the next 6 to 7 years. You think about it, the Vietnam veterans are in their 70s. You know, some are in their 80s.
70 or 80s, some, yeah.
Yeah, when I, that's...
Because they'd be about my age, and I'm 73, and I'm, yeah. Some of them are older than that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was at kind of toward the tail end, so.
Yep. So next 6 to 7 years, that'll put most of them in their late 70s, early 80s, and they're going to need some skilled nursing care, especially with all the health problems related to the tactical herbicides they used over there and the defoliants, and that's some nasty stuff.
And just the health problems related to old age.
Yep, so. Yep. Planning for future services and programs remains complex as 1.3 million citizens actively serve in uniform at any given time, even during periods without major conflicts. You know, the military is always turning, always working, whether they're, making headlines and, fighting a battle, or they're always working. DAV of Minnesota takes pride in its unwavering dedication to programs and services focused exclusively on veterans and their families. Mission remains steadfast. Veterans provide assistance when and where they need it most. DAV is here to help veterans, period. I know the local DAV chapter serves local veterans and communities through their clothing donation bins. You know, we have one over in the elementary school parking lot. And no, DAV does not stand for dress a vet. I've heard that several times. It's Disabled American Veterans.
There you go. Yeah.
Not.
I haven't heard that one.
Dress a vet.
Yeah. I suppose you could do that too.
Yeah. No. It's what they do with that with those clothing donations is they take them down to Savers. Savers is a they get money for the weight, the pounds and clothes at the end, and they use that money as donations back into the community for different youth programs, veteran programs, what have you. This will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. There might be some information in the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And I think you have that, Andy.
That is 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-583. Turn on the website, minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. My calendar looks like it's pretty clear this week. I'll be sticking pretty close to the area, but it's always better to call ahead and make sure I'm around.
You probably need to even run around a lot lately. So
I have been running.
Need a week to just kind of chill out a little bit.
Yes. And so we're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. You can reach us by phone at 598-3445. I do have some lengthy meetings this week during work hours. So, like I said, it's always better to call ahead just to make sure I'm around.
Sounds good. Well, Josh, appreciate the info, and you have a great week there. We'll talk to you next Monday.
You do the same.
Morning.
Thank you.
Josh Bettinger, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us this morning on Vets Info on the Air. Here on Q92. Thanks for tuning in.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.